Or I would have my daughter and my family move in here, and okay, I would take roommates in.
Would you want Pootie and Eric here?
No, but I'd have to.
Lucas
have...
would be fun for a while.
And even Christopher said he talks and talks and talks.
It's because I don't think Pootie talks to him.
I don't know.
He's looking for somebody to talk to.
Yeah. I think because she's in awe of him like I was in awe of her. And it's like, what do you say to an angel? What do you say to something so beautiful? I just got to stare at you. You're just so amazing. You know, and so you don't talk. You just stare.
So what you say is you have that Bill Cosby syndrome.
What?
He gets awestruck by life. He actually got a PhD.
Right.
Not just in psychology. But when children are born, it just rings his bell. He just thinks that's the most fantastic thing in the world.
They're like little sponges.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and I don't know, being a grandparent is...
different?
Yeah, and I'm more afraid he's going to fall and hurt himself. And like when he was jumping in the pool and he'd get too close to the...
edge.
And I was like, oh...
crack his skull.
And I was just in a panic. I was like, oh my God, don't... You know.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it too, like with Pootie, it's like, the face! Don't mark the face! You know, don't have any scars on the face! Do it, you know, anywhere else. Like, you know, I just didn't... It's just... He's just adorable. You look at his little big brown eyes and he... and, you know.
He's 3 years old. He doesn't talk as clearly as he should.
No, but he's got a lot going on in there, because you can just see the gears moving.
When he finally figures out how to speak, and somebody teaches him proper speech, and doesn't do the and shit, oh, I fucking can't stand it.
I know. You know, I think if his Tia would stay around, if would have been around and would be in his life...
You mean Christopher?
Uh-huh. Tio!
He will. We'll eventually get to the point where he'll be an influence in his life at some point.
Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to mirror a lot like John and Jesse kind of thing.
Probably. My thing is once we get him past the fear of motorcycles.
Oh, yeah, because Christopher was saying, there's no way... old man will let my kids be afraid of a motorcycle. Because he started to cry.
Christopher?
No, Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
He started to cry when he brought the fat boy up to the park. It was just too loud. Pick me up! Pick me up! He's doing this. I'm not picking you up.
If it was a quieter motorcycle, I don't think there would have been a problem as much. But he's still afraid of them. Whereas Jesse and Jonathan... first thing I did was put them on the motorcycle. They're in my arms, and I'm basically riding around the block with them. Actually not in my arms. They were in Debbie's arms. We're riding around the neighborhood. And when they got old enough, 1, 2, and 3, on the gas tank. You're going to be right there with me, kiddo.
See, I don't know. Yeah, Christopher's like, there's no way my kids are going to be afraid of a motorcycle. I was really worried about him riding into town, you know, that long distance and being fresh on a bike. Yep. That was my biggest fear. And not being able, you know...
I think he's learning a lot really fast.
I think so, too.
And this is the perfect motorcycle for him to do it on. I knew it would be. Because it's physically the right size, it's physically powerful enough, and he's still somewhat control of it. Mm. And he made fun of the fat boy. Being big and slow and bulky. I said, did you crank throttle a bit? Well, old man, I really didn't because...
He fits that bike good, too.
Well, look how big he is.
He fits that bike good. I saw him ride, and I told... you are such a douche. He just rides that thing when he was riding down the street. What? He just had this air of...
cockiness.
Yes. I'm like, you're a dick. There's no, I mean, just, he had that fuck you attitude. You know?
Yeah.
This is my bike. Fuck you.
I want to put a little more of my stench on it before he gets it, because then I want it to mean something more to him than the Indian did.
Yeah.
See, this way, he's never ridden the Indian.
No.
But he has ridden this one, and he knows old man rides it. So when he finally inherits it, it's going to be something that he inherited and that he had a part of.
Yeah, I can see where it would mean more. I think this, and he
really, I would almost give it to him next year, but I don't want to.
I wouldn't.
I don't want to.
I wouldn't give it to him.
I want put more of my stench on it, so to speak. I want him to know that it was mine.